Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be an interesting one. I got with me today the Chief Operating Officer of Experience on Demand Television Network, Rashada Doggett. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It is my pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about Experience on Demand Television Network. How are you serving folks?
Well, we are serving the general public and specifically creators within our world, actually, by allowing them to monetize and distribute their content via our network. They're able to have their own show, channel, or network of their own that we manage and monitor for them. And so we are allowing individuals who have creativity and ability to have a seat at the table in at the OTT platform level.
And then when you say show, channel, or network, what medium are you using? Is this video, audio, both?
It's a video on demand. We do also provide podcast services, but ultimately Experience on Demand Network is a streaming video on demand network.
And then is this open to any individual that just has some creativity? You find a the appropriate place to put them within your network, or is it only music? Is it only entertainment, business? Like, what are the categories that your network covers?
It's in a myriad of categories. What normally happens is if someone has a show idea or channel idea, they would simply purchase the service from us, and they ultimately retain ownership of the content that they decide to put up on the network. So it's very open. It's very easy. It's like being able to have YouTube, but in fact, you are the one that keeps the ownership. You retain ownership. We don't overlay your content with advertisement that you don't approve of. You literally are able to make all the decisions when it pertains to your content. We are just the service provider that allows you to get it out to the world. Our app is found on Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, to name a few, and you're able to also download the app to all of your tablet and smart devices as well. And so it makes it a lot easier for people to access your content, and you're able to, like I said in the beginning, monetize that content on your own terms. You're able to determine what your content, what people would pay for your content on our platform. Individuals would simply pay us for a monthly fee to have a show, channel, or network. We handle all of the uploading. We handle all of the back-end work. All they have to do is create the content. So we're looking at content from, we have people who do webinars. We have people who have shows that they've put together, sitcoms, movies, you name it. If it's in video form, we can handle it for you.
And is there, once they pay for that channel, or is that something they can do unlimited episodes, or is it something that they can only do so much, take up so much bandwidth?
It is absolutely unlimited. That's what makes us one of the premier in OTT and video demand, is that you have unlimited. So you can put as much content as you desire on your show. You can have as many episodes, seasons laid out on your channel. You can have as many people with their own shows come to your channel. As long as you pay us our monthly fee, you can make as much money as you would like from others joining in on your channel. You're able to actually monetize each video or monetize a collection of videos at the same time. You can even add attachments for those who are authors who would like to have video readings of their books and then have available their manuscripts underneath those videos. We can actually do file attachments as well. So there's so many different ways to utilize a platform like ours. In addition to that, we also offer live stream, which is something in the midst of what's going on today has proven to be very, very useful, is being able to live stream. And we're offering that feature for free for a limited time, especially during these times with the COVID-19 running rampant. Our company decided to be a part of you know, helping with the solution by offering a free live streaming on our platform. And so a few churches, a few artists have taken advantage of that and put together live concerts on our platform. We have the legendary Mr. Tony Terry, who is doing a live concert every Tuesday night on the platform. So it's becoming very, very lucrative for the artists, but also for us to get our name out there.
And you mentioned Tony. Can you share some other of the personalities and some of the other types of constituents that are using your platform right now?
Sure. We have Bruce, who is a well-known comedian in around the world. Professor Griff from Naughty by Nature. We have Daddy Mason, who is a contemporary gospel artist. We have Christopher Martin, who is also known as Play from the group Kid and Play, that is a part of the platform, to just name a few.
Now, how did you get into this line of work? Have you ever developed a network like this before?
Absolutely not. We have a super, super team that was brought together by our initial founders, Mr. Dominique Mitchell, Kenneth Hutchins, and Gerald Poe the second, and they came together to bring a team together of individuals who are, you know, well versed in certain areas. Mine just so happened to be entrepreneurship, actually starting businesses, startups, and things of that nature. So that's where my background comes in. But we have people on our team that have background in tech. We have individuals who have background in marketing and promotion, and all of this came together. All of us came together in 2018 to make this a reality January 1st, 2019.
So now you mentioned some of the live streaming as a way to kind of get the content out there during this crisis. Do you have any other advice for entrepreneurs how to weather the storm in this crisis?
I would say be creative. You know, entrepreneurship is about seeing a need and filling a need. And so the sooner you're able to recognize what the general population will need during this time, and also be able to come up with a unique and special way to fulfill that need, is the best way to, you know, expand your business, capitalize on entrepreneurship altogether, and even maybe start some businesses. I've seen mask businesses popping up on Facebook already of people sewing masks and selling them. And, you know, they've become very creative with them. They've bedazzled them. They have all of these different materials that they're using to really, you know, capitalize on the fact that a lot of people are wanting to protect themselves with masks, and they're not able to get the mask in the stores. And so now people are making their own. So I would say entrepreneurship at its finest is seeing a need and filling a need and then going from there.
Now, what would you tell someone who doesn't have their own kind of video channel yet, but might want to consider it? What are some ways that they can, maybe they have a regular business and they hadn't connected dots that video might help them? How would you kind of encourage them to give XOD a try?
I would say you have seen in the last year or so, most of the major networks moving to over-the-top platforms and app-based content that is driven to consumers. And what Experience On Demand strives to do is offer individuals the ability to get the same piece of the pie that Disney and all of these other apps that have come out over the last couple of months as a consumer product. We're giving you a seat at the table to say, hey, not only, yes, feel free to indulge in purchase those apps, but now you have the ability to put out your own content your way and have consumers consume your content in the very same way, because Disney is not offering others to put content on their apps. They're putting out their Disney content. What XOD is saying, hey, come aboard, have a seat at the table, and now you can also be found on the app, be found on Roku and all of these other platforms, just like the big boys.
And then how are you projecting the rest of the year? I would imagine it's kind of there's some opportunity, there's some kind of adjustments you had to make, but there's also some opportunity here to get some new people who hadn't considered this or kind of forced to make adjustments. You might be the perfect solution for them.
Absolutely. You know, our numbers were absolutely through the roof when it pertains to site views, app views, downloads. Everything was up over 50% for the month of March because everyone has been having to hunker down and consume more content. And there's only so much content available on all of the other platforms, including TV and things of that nature, before people decide to venture out to see what else is out there. And so we have been able to stay ahead of the game and really present ourselves as an addition to the consumption of content that's out there in entertainment. And, you know, again, our ability to do live streaming and also live pay-per-view events has really set us apart, because now people can consume content that is live in person, whereas it's not just on social media. It's not just, you know, seeing someone in their home, but now you feel like you have a full-fledged concert going on your Roku that you have front row seats to. And so our projection for the rest of the year is definitely looking up as we continue to expand, as we continue to capitalize on the fact that more people are consuming content because they have to now that they're at home. And we will be able to make our mark on the entertainment industry during this time so that people will continue to come back to us to see what else we have as the year progresses.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more, maybe check out some of the programming and or become a creator and share their content on your network, what is the website?
Our corporate website is Experience, spelled with no E's at the beginning or the end, .tv. And our watch site is watch.experience.tv.
Well, Rashada, thank you so much for sharing your story and congratulations on all the success. You're really providing an important service for the folks that are, like you said, kind of hunkered down in their homes and they got nothing to do. We've got a lot of time. So XOD is a great place for someone to entertain themselves and learn something also.
Exactly. I thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to the next time.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.